Nolte, far-left CNN suffers double-digit primetime ratings crash in May. By John Nolte on June 4, 2019. The news just keeps getting worse and worse for the far-left CNN, which suffered a 16% primetime ratings collapse last month. The embattled CNN, which always lands in far last place and axed more than 100 jobs already this year, had about as bad of a ratings month as is possible in May. Its primetime hours were only able to average a measly 761,000 viewers, while the fake news outlet's total day viewers dove 9%, compared to this same month last year, to just 559,000 viewers. For comparison purposes, Fox News earned three times as many primetime viewers, 2.34 million, and more than twice as many total day viewers, 1.34 million. What's more, when compared to this same month last year, Fox lost none of its primetime viewers and only 4% of its total day viewers. The most astounding thing, though, is that CNN's ratings are already so low. It seems impossible they could dive any lower, and yet, they always do. Do you have any idea just how low 761,000 primetime viewers is? How does a nationally known brand like CNN, a brand that is decades old, only manage to attract 761,000 viewers throughout a gonzo news month in a country of over 300 million? But this is just how far over the cliff CNN has gone. CNN has lost almost all of its viewers, all of its moral authority, and every bit of trust it once had. Over the past 6 years, as soon as Jeff Zucker took over, CNN got every major national story exactly wrong, including Hispanic George Zimmerman, the white racist killer. Hands up, don't shoot. Trump can't win. Brett Kavanaugh, serial rapist. The KK kids from KK Covington High School. Trump colluded with Russia. And in every one of those cases, CNN got it deliberately wrong because CNN is nothing less than a hysterical propaganda outlet, a fire hose of hate, violence, and lies. Things are so bad at CNN that even though it is only competing with two other cable news networks, the fake news outlet's top-rated program, Cuomo Prime Time, crash-landed in 25th place averaging only 938,000 viewers. That's right, the top 24 slots are all filled with shows from Fox News and MSNBC, and Fox holds 7 of the top 10. The insufferable Jake Tapper, the guy Zucker put at 4 p.m. hoping he'd act as a primetime anchor, as a lead-in for the rest of the night, landed in a pathetic 36th place with only 706,000 average viewers, which is 55,000 fewer viewers than CNN's primetime average. Among CNN shows, Tapper used to regularly place in the top three as far as total viewers. Now he's in 6th place among his fake news colleagues. CNN's flagship morning show, New Day, is a laughingstock with just 485,000 average viewers. Well, New Day is losing by about 80,000 viewers to Fox and Friends First, which airs at, get this, 4 a.m. Morning shows are supposed to be Zucker's specialty, where he truly shines, and New Day is a catastrophe. But so is CNN overall in every possible metric, including integrity, decency, honesty, and humanity. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.